Om Shanti. Today is 29th of March 2018, Thursday, Sadguruvar, the magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you remain stable on the seat of authority and experience an easy yogi life and become a great soul. Just as you easily take the seat of a speaker, in the same way, now take the seat of the authority of total experience. Remain constantly stable on the seat of authority and you will become an easy, a constant and a natural yogi. Maya will bow down and now make those who have such authority bow down, just like those who have some limited authority bow down in front of special people. The greatness of authority makes everyone bow down. In this way, when you great souls stay in the authority of experience, everyone will automatically bow down. So, Baba is telling us to take the seat of authority of total experience. Remain constantly stable on the seat of this authority and you will become an easy yogi, sahaj yogi, nirantar yogi, constant yogi, natural yogi. Maya will bow down in front of me. The greatness of authority makes everyone bow down. In this way, when you great souls stay in the authority of experience, everyone will automatically bow down in front of you. So, Baba is talking about the authority of experience. Last Sunday's Murli, Baba talked about five different authorities which you have, or rather only you have. What are they? Authority of knowledge. You have complete authority of knowledge, new knowledge. One. Second, elevated yoga. Yeah. The second is the strength of yoga, the power of yoga. Third is elevated dharanas. Fourth is heir of father, inheritance. Okay. So, fifth is you are instrument for world transformation. So, these are the five powers or authorities. Today Baba is talking, or even yesterday he said in the yesterday's Vardhan also, that you have to experience each and everything. Experience every point of knowledge, experience every point of yoga, experience every dharana, experience every virtue, experience every power. Today he is telling us to experience what? To become an authority on experience. Experience is the highest of all the authorities. The one who has experienced has known things. For example, if somebody has learned a lot about swimming, somebody has acquired a PhD on swimming, he has written books on swimming and he has taught swimming to students, but he himself has never gone to water. He himself has never ventured to plunge into the water. What authority he has got? It's just like you are about to go to Delhi and you have the map and you study the map, and by studying the map you know each and everything. You know each and every place, but you have never gone to Delhi. But you have become very educated. You know, you can give speech. You can talk on history of Delhi and you can talk on each and every lane and every sector and everything about Delhi. But in fact, you have never gone there. It is theoretical. And there is another illiterate, unlettered man who doesn't know how to read, write, who has not studied at all. But he is just a rickshaw puller or a driver. And he knows each and every lane because he has stayed there. So whom you will rely upon? Naturally, the person who has got experience. The one who has got practical experience, the one who has stayed there, who has lived there. So these people, they will teach you more. You can learn more from them because they have got experience. In the similar manner, in spirituality also, there are people who have become pandits. There are people who are traditionalists. There are people who are so-called quote-unquote spiritualist. There are people who are philosophers, but philosophers or researchers or such thinkers. That is one group. Intelligentsia. This is an intellectual group. But that doesn't mean that they know spirituality. There is yet another group of people like that is known as mystics. Mysticism. That's a word, Rahasyavad. And these mystics, they were unlettered. They were fakirs. They are Baul fakirs. They are Sufi fakirs. These fakirs, they are Roman Catholic saints. They are scattered all over the world. In different religion, each religion has produced greatest saints. So, these are the people who are unlettered. They did not know anything. But, in fact, they had one thing. And that is known as experience. When Swami Vivekananda was in his school, and there was a poem, his English literature, his professor was teaching him one poem of William Wordsworth's, and in that poem one word comes while teaching. Professor is teaching his students, one word comes, ecstasy. So he asks him, Narendra asks, what is ecstasy? So that professor says, if you want to understand what is ecstasy, you must visit one person, Ramakrishna Paramahansa. He will probably tell you, because at present I think that is in that area. He is the only person who can talk on ecstasy. Ecstasy is a divine rapture experience of spirituality, where a person goes what is known as Bhav Samadhi. He is here and he is no more there. And he is unlettered. And he is just a temple priest. He was temple priest. And he had no authority of scriptures, no authority of decent language, nothing. So that propels Narendranath to go and seek this person and to understand what is God and what is this ecstasy. So experience is such a thing that for experience a person may be unlettered. For experience you may not have read anything, but still you can get. The only thing or requisite for experience is deep love for God, deep yearning to understand the mysteries of the universe, deep desire, deep longing, deep yearning to know who I am, what is my reality, from where I have come, what is my nature, what I have to do, and in this Brahmin life, if I have become Brahmin, what are my goal, what is my aim, what I have to become, where I am right now, where I have to go, where is my path taking me towards, what is my present purusharth, my effort, all these things come. So the greatest authority is the authority of experience. Yesterday also we were discussing, find out those things which we have not experienced till now. The list of those things, those stages, whether it is Ashariri, whether it is Videhi, whether it is Atma Abhimani, whether it is Parishta, whether it is Avyakta, whether it is Bijru, whether it is Point of Light, whether it is Combined. There are total 8 different stages. Which one of these I have not experienced till now? Videhi, Atma Abhimani. What stage is still missing? So, and what efforts I should make? These are few stages. Then there are experiences of God's love. How much experiences I have got? If not, what should I do? Why it is that those illiterate mothers of yajna get divine experience and those who are well read, they do not? Probably somewhere knowledge itself becomes an obstruction, because knowledge at times induces ego. And an egoistic person is far away from experience. For a divine experience, one has to reduce oneself. All those ego, all those I-ness, all those I-hood should go. That is what is spirituality is. To go towards the experience. The deeper we experience things and experience everything, experience anything, experience the smallest of the things and the biggest of the things. For experience, you don't need anything. Rather, you have to empty your mind for having good experiences. just sit, take one point and think and churn, and you might get experience there. And in those the moments of unawareness, sometimes you get aware experience where your just mind is filled of empty of things, just as in the life of Archimedes it is shown that he was taking bath. He was told by king to find a solution. This is some ornament given by somebody, but it is mixed. It is king doubted that it is mixed with alloy. So he gave to Archimedes and he told him find out. So Archimedes kept on thinking and rethinking, but he couldn't arrive at any conclusion. So one day he was taking bath in the morning and suddenly that struck him. Eureka, Eureka, he shouted and ran naked towards the king. So in those moments of, you know, sometimes suddenly a divine experience happens. Only thing is that you have to keep yourself ready for that experience. The divine call will come anytime. The divine experience will descend. In today's Murli, just as that Vishnu descends on his Garuda, on his eagle, in the similar manner the divine experience will descend on that Pushpak Viman, all of a sudden. But only thing is that you have to keep yourself ready. Keeping oneself ready means to keep oneself pure. Keeping oneself ready means to keep, in today's Murli Baba said, the more the dirt, the light would be less. If dirt is more, light would be less. All the hodgepodge sanskars, all the sanskars of Bhakti Marg has made soul dirty. So, keeping oneself ready for experience. How one gets experience means first you have to keep yourself ready, otherwise it will not come. Once you are ready, ready with silence. Baba said today, in today's Sakar Murli, you have spoken a lot, now speak. Shut down. Shut up your mouth now. Be mum. Yeah? To be worthy. First you make yourself worthy and then spiritual experience will come. At any moment it can come. It can come in the dead of the night. Any moment. You are just woken up for some other thing and suddenly you feel some divine experience. Sudden bodiless stage. You are sitting near some lake on the top of mountains in the lap of nature, or you are amidst your busiest hectic schedule. At that point all of a sudden experience will descend, and that will be a very strong experience, and that experience will make you authority. It could come right even whilst you are sitting and listening to Murli, and you listen a simple line which you have heard many times in the past, but during that day, on that day whilst you are sitting, and suddenly you will feel that line is so strong and so powerful, and it has penetrated and interpenetrated the heart. Because your stage was very strong, and suddenly a new experience with that. That line has no more remain a line. That line has turned nirakar. That has no more sakar. And it is saturated. It saturates you. Your whole being is filled with that point of knowledge, or virtue, or power, or anything. So, for experience, what you need is preparation, cleansing of mind, purification of emotions. So many emotional impurities are there. Emotional impurities of jealousy, of insecurity, of fear, of doubts, suspicion, unhappiness, sorrow, misery, suffering, self-victimization, blame game. These are all emotional impurities. Cleanse the heart, cleanse the mind. When such cleansing happens, then any time experience will come. Any time. You never know the time. But it will come. And it will descend and it will just sweep you off your feet. And you will be catapulted, transported. English, there is a good word, transport. Transport means spiritual experience. One of the meanings of transport is spiritual experience. You are just transported. You just reach another platform of spiritual experience. So, that is the real wealth of spirituality or spiritual life. not whatever we are reading and reading and reading. Yes, that's it is a preparation, but not the goal or end in itself. And don't think that I have done this and this and so I have progressed a lot. All these experiences are rather just the milestones. You have just reached here. If you got some experience, your tears in the eyes, or you got a shariri and you feel, I have experienced a lot, or you saw some light here and light there and green light here and red light there, or this Brahma Baba standing near Shantistam and all that. So all this, so don't think that you have become a very heightened yogi, but these are just milestones. See, think that you are here now. Now you have to progress further. You have to reach here. Then go further ahead. Don't stop anywhere. This path of spirituality. Walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and keep on walking and walking and walking. Stand alone to stand apart. Don't get satisfied with experiences. Whatever experiences you have got, have divine discontent, daiviya santosh, as regards spiritual experiences. Because there are many yet to come. What you have experienced is nothing. There are bigger things to come. Walk, walk, walk. Greater treasures is awaiting you. Om Shanti.